Well, good morning. I'm glad everyone was able to brave the elements, or more importantly, brave traffic to get here this morning. I'm very excited to announce a four-year extension for Rocky Long that will have him leading our football program through 2021. Offering Rocky an extension may be the easiest decision I've ever had to make or will make based on a couple of the following points. In six seasons as head coach, Rocky has led SDSU to six bowl games, including back-to-back wins, three conference championships, including back-to-back conference championships, and an end-of-season top 25 ranking for the first time in 30 years. Being ranked among the top 20 in a variety of statistical categories has become the norm for our program. And this past year, we were the top of a very special category and will be for some time when Donnell Pumphrey became the all-time leading rusher in the NCAA. Rocky is a three-time Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year. He is also the winningest coach in Mountain West Conference history. Back-to-back seasons with the Mountain West Conference Offensive, Defensive, and Special Teams Player of the Year. We are one of six schools over the past two seasons to win 11 games. In the state of California, only Stanford has a better record than San Diego State since 2010. That's the athletic piece of it. Academically, in the last 4 years, so since the 12-13 academic year, 93% of scholarship football student athletes who have exhausted their eligibility at San Diego State have graduated. During Coach Long's time as head coach, our GPA has consistently been higher than the historical football GPA here at San Diego State. And last year, Paul Pitts III was named the Arthur Ashe Jr. Sports Scholar of the Year National Award winner. This award demonstrates the standard of character that Rocky expects from his student athletes. As we look to the future, we have great opportunities ahead of us with Rocky as our head coach. Over the coming years, we will consistently play Pac-12 and other high-level non-conference foes at the Q as we look to establish ourselves consistently in the national conversation. Next season alone, we have seven home games, including Stanford and Boise State. As the football team playing at the Q, I'm excited for all football fans to come to the Q and experience the excitement of Aztec football. Rocky is a great football coach. He's a great mentor to our assistant coaches and our student athletes. And most importantly, he's a great person. He truly cares not only about the success of the football program, but San Diego State as a whole. Rocky, excited to have you.
Thanks, JD.
Obviously, I think it's good for the program that there's some stability. And as my contract was coming to an end, it was nice that everybody wanted me back and that were willing to extend my contract to a point that for everybody we're recruiting now, we can say that our staff should stay the same the whole time they're here, even though I know I'll lose a good coach here and there because of what we've done over the past and what we plan on doing in the future. Some of our coaches will obviously get some opportunities that they can't turn down. But the only way that you're successful is not me being the head coach. The way you're successful is if you have a really good staff, and which we do. And they have done a really good job of recruiting really good players. And obviously you win when you have talented players that have the right attitude and they're coached by really good guys. So it's nice that I get to be a part of it for a few more years.
We'll open it up for questions.
Rock, do you feel like this will be perhaps one of the last contracts that you signed? Do you feel like it's getting to that point?
I don't think past tomorrow, to be honest with you. I don't worry about what's coming in the future. I don't know how long I've got. Hopefully I got a long time. It all depends on how many games you win and what kind of players you can recruit and what kind of staff you have. As long as we keep winning, there's no reason to leave.
JD, is this kind of unique in that San Diego State has two really established veteran guys who want to be here, whereas normally schools at this level, the MAC level, these schools become stepping stones to guys that are here today going tomorrow? Is this a unique thing you've got?
I think we're lucky that we have two established head coaches like Rocky and Steve Fisher who do want to be at San Diego State and who are interested in not just their teams, but the department as a whole, the university as a whole, and the community as a whole. So obviously, you know, our goal is to, you know, keep providing them what they need, as well as the rest of our department, what they need to be successful. And, you know, hopefully we'll be doing this for a long time.
For both of you, JD in particular, you mentioned that the Aztecs are now the team playing at the Jumbotron Challenge Qualcomm Stadium. What does this program have to do now to capture the attention of the city that has had its NFL team taken away, especially on the Jumbotron front? Rocky, I know that's probably cost you some, you know, what momentum during games or whatever, but if you both could touch on what you have to do now to capture the city.
I'll let you go first.
Well, number one, I think it's a sad deal to see the Chargers leave. I think that kind of puts a hole in things as far as the community goes and the way people look at football. But then again, I also look at it as an opportunity. There's a lot of really good football fans in this town that maybe don't want to drive 4 or 5 hours, because I just met with a guy from L.A. It took him 5 hours to get here. There might be a lot of really good football fans out there that don't want to drive 4 or 5 hours to see a football game when they can see a pretty good product right here at home, and maybe they'll become fans of our team. And I think that college football has a lot of things to offer that pro football does not. And it's still a high caliber of football that you get to watch play, but the emotional part of the game and the way people get into the game is much different than a pro football game. And hopefully we're going to gain a lot of fans that want to watch football, and we're going to put a good product out there so they'll get to see a winning team. And we are the only show in town right now for all those people that love to watch football, and we plan on that helping us be better than we have been in the past.
And we are excited about the opportunity presented to us. Obviously, a winning football program makes it easy for people to want to come out and, you know, watch. Having, you know, great foes that we're playing helps. Game day experience is obviously something that's very important to us as we look at, you know, everything from pregame tailgates. We've really, I feel like, upped our game in the last couple of years, and we'll continue to listen to, you know, what our fans and football fans in the community say about things that we can, you know, make the pregame piece better. Obviously, the Jumbotron that's been referenced, you go anywhere and you can, being able to see the game, the replays and that type of thing is important. People want to see that. So we'll continue to work to try to, you know, update that as we can. And, you know, inside the stadium, the atmosphere, you know, is important too. You have to look at, you know, the ability to get on your cell phone, Wi-Fi, all those types of things. What are other, you know, things we can do inside the stadium that might entice students or families to come to the game as well? You know, we're really going to dig and, you know, put forward the best experience that we possibly can that goes along with a great experience that's actually on the field.
Are there already plans in place to kind of make some of those changes happen?
You know, we've had discussions on things that we want to do. It's early in the planning process for us. There might be some plans that we have to dust off that we've looked at in years past. Obviously, you know, we need to work with the city and, you know, understand the things that we can do in the stadium, and how to partner with that. We'll talk to the bowl game folks. They're obviously, you know, part of the stadium experience as well, and, you know, see what we can come up with to again put forward the best foot we can.
JD, now that you have this, maybe some control of the skyboxes, do you see much of a market to be able to use those skyboxes in an effective financial way?
We're working with the city to understand how we'll move forward with skyboxes and premium seating. And yes, I think there's a market for that. There was obviously a market for that with the Chargers, and we'll be reaching out to, you know, local businesses, corporations, our fans, our alumni, to understand what their interest is in that, not only the skyboxes, but also, you know, the club level seating, and is there anything else we can do in the short term, you know, to create some other premium areas within the stadium to make that more attractive.
JD, do you rework your lease with the city now that you are the primary football tenant vis-a-vis revenue streams and things that will aid this athletic program financially?
Currently right now we're working with the mayor and the city council. We have two more years on our current lease, and we're working on an extension, another two-year extension with the city. And within that, all of that discussion will happen as we work through this extension that is currently, we've been working on for a while and hope to wrap up soon.
Is there any conversation about having the city tarp off the upper deck and just make it lower deck skybox to give it a much closer, better feel?
We have not advanced that discussion. We aren't that far into those types of discussions at this point. I mean, we've only, in most games, we've only opened the upper area for, the Sky Show games. So the upper deck, coming up with the revenue to tarp off the upper deck, depending on how long we're going to be playing in the queue, we'll have to look and see, from a return on investment, if that's something we want to do, or we'd rather spend our money somewhere else that actually improves the game day experience for the fan sitting in the stadium.
JD, when it was officially announced that you were coming back and you were going to take this position, did you have it pretty much in your head that this day had to happen for Rocky?
An extension? Absolutely. I mean, you look at what our football program has been over the last 6 or 7 years, and having someone of the caliber of Rocky Long as your head football coach, absolutely. This was a no-brainer.
Was the 5 years a no-brainer for you, Rocky? I mean, when you look, I know you look just tomorrow, but 3 years, five-year extension, whatever, 5 years, why does that work for you?
It was a no-brainer for me because it's all about the program. And I think when you're recruiting, the lifeblood of your program is the players you get. I think we've got a great coaching staff, and I think we have a great university, but you don't win on the football field without talented football players. And then to get talented football players to come here, they have to see stability in the program. They've got to know what they're coming into, and they got to believe that it's going to be there the whole time, or they won't come here. If they don't fit our personality, we don't get them. But so the instability part could make them go somewhere else if they didn't think what they see is what they're going to get for the next 4 years.
Rocky, what has this journey at San Diego State been like for you when you look at when you first walked into the doors to now signing an extension and being an Aztec for life for you? What has that journey kind of been like?
It's been frustrating at times, but it's been a lot of fun at times too. I mean, in our business, working with young people is probably the best part of our business. But they're not very happy, and coaches aren't very happy, and fans aren't very happy unless you win games. And we have a much more important job than winning football games, to be honest with you. Young men at this age need some guidance. I mean, they get guidance from their parents, but they need guidance from other people, too, that have their interest at heart. But you don't get to guide them very long unless you win games. So when we win games, it's a lot of fun. There's been some frustrations all along the way, and there's going to be some more. But if you win enough games, most of it's fun. I think it'll only help recruiting if the young people that we're recruiting see a difference in the kind of support we get. If the support stays the same, I'd say recruiting would stay the same. But if we can continue to win and the support gets bigger, and now part of that has to do with our scheduling, we have two Pac-12 teams on our schedule for the next 4 or 5 years, always one at home, so that could help. And us continuing to win will help. But if the support from the community gets better and it becomes a normal process, that would help recruiting dramatically.
JD, in your first tour here with Jim, and now since you've come back and the meetings with the president, there has been some conversation of football stadium on campus, tract of land, 30,000, 32,000. Is that doable, or do you think you have to be in the bigger picture of a pro NFL stadium if they ever get it built in Mission Valley?
You know, I think we've studied a lot of different places on campus, Mission Valley, what if the Chargers went downtown when they were looking at that, whatever it might be. And I think Mission Valley is where we need to be. Mission Valley is, you know, where the stadium is currently. It's an easy 3-trolley stop ride for our students that are on campus. And we'll have more students on campus here shortly with the sophomores coming on the campus in the next couple of years. And a lot of your infrastructure there, ease of getting there, those types of things are in place. So I think if we look towards a new football stadium, Mission Valley is the logical place to go.
JD, when in this aftermath of the Chargers moving, one of the discussions has been MLS, San Diego State, you know, will they share? And one of the key differences seems to be stadium size. MLS is talking about 25, 28, 30. You know, it seems like ideal for you guys to be more in the 40,000 range. Is that going to be an issue going forward here as far as you guys struggling over, if it comes to an MLS discussion, you guys struggling over size of stadium?
You know, it's a discussion to have. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to that. The one thing I will say, I'm very eager to have a partner in a stadium. I don't want to build a stadium that we use 7 times a year. That's, to me, that's a waste of resources. I want a stadium that is lit up 100 to 150 times a year, you know, generating excitement for the community, things for the community to do, for our students, for San Diego State. It's also generating revenue that helps operate that stadium. So the, you know, the dollars that we're making off of our ticket sales, off of our premium, is going to the, you know, the bottom line of San Diego State Athletics, thus helping not only our football program but our, you know, our entire operation as a whole, all of our student athletes. So that's a discussion as we sit down with, you know, with whomever that group might be, and if they're bringing MLS team with them, we'll figure out what that number is that works for both the MLS side and the San Diego State side to arrive at a good partnership.
JD, aside from all of that, how crucial is it for a college football program to have a stadium to be able to forge its own identity?
You know, I think one of the big pieces for me is atmosphere. I think if you look at what Viejas Arena became over time with atmosphere, you know, Steve Fisher was winning games and the program was doing well, and then that atmosphere kind of mushroomed into something special and we had something special. Well, Rocky Long is building something special with our football program. We're winning games, but right now we're in Qualcomm where it's just really difficult. Even if we put a new video board and ribbon boards and all of that in there, it's hard to create that atmosphere. So if you've got a, you know, a smaller stadium, a San Diego State appropriate size stadium, whether that's 30 or 40,000 seats, and you can generate that atmosphere that gets people excited about being there, it's a different fan today. You know, you can't just, it's not the days of coming and, you know, you park your car, you walk in, you get your hot dog and your Pepsi and you have a seat and you watch the game and then you go home. There's so much more that's, you know, that you need to present to the fans to get them to come to the game. And so having that stadium will allow us that opportunity to do that.
Is it safe to assume if the Aztecs and MLS are part of this player and all this, that MLS would be part of the financing too, to help alleviate the crush on you, the city, et cetera?
We'll look for some form of a partnership to build the stadium.
Rocky, I know in years past with extensions and whatnot, just contract issues, you worked to, you know, help give pay raises to your assistants. Was that the same case this time around? Was that a big emphasis for you to keep those guys around?
Yeah, it's the same. And our athletic department, with JD's help, has been very generous to our coaches. All of our coaches got raises. And then I got a 5-year extension, so they're pretty confident that I'll be around for a while, and that makes assistant coaches feel better. But the raise, and our coaches get bonuses for being in bowl games and all that sort of thing, so it's a nice deal.
Do you have any assistants, Rocky, currently interviewing for jobs elsewhere if you think you might lose?
I don't have any assistants right now interviewing, but over the last 3 weeks, I've had about three coaches interview for other jobs, and they're still here, so that's good. That doesn't mean they're not good, by the way. I mean, just because someone didn't hire them. But, no, as of today, they're still here, but you never know. Maybe I'll find out something when I walk out of here.
Can you tell us who those are?
I prefer not to.
At this point, would you expect that to stay?
There's more likely they'll stay now that we've already had our coaches' convention. But things happen even during spring practice and all that. You might have something happen.
JD, how soon can we expect to see signage at Qualcomm, you know, the banners and stuff that said Chargers are gone? How quickly can we start to see Qualcomm become an Aztec stadium?
You know, we've done some branding in the stadium that was, you know, in a temporary nature. And, you know, we've had some ideas of what we would like that branding to look like. Honestly, that'll be sitting down with Mike McSweeney at the stadium and, you know, the folks at the city to understand, you know, what we can do, what, you know, what are we responsible for, what the bowl games might want to do, what the city's going to do. So those really those conversations are, you know, just in the very initial stages.
JD, when we got to the finish line last week, were you shocked that Spanos took the team out of San Diego?
You know, it's one of those things, and I've told numerous people this, and I told our staff when we sat in staff meetings, on a week-to-week basis, it was back and forth. Like Rocky said, it's unfortunate to lose the Chargers. It's unfortunate to lose an NFL team. I mean, I think that NFL team says something about, a city. But at the same time, we are excited about, you know, our opportunity to be, you know, the premier football program in the city of San Diego and even, you know, folks, the county. I mean, you look at it and say the entire county of San Diego. We're excited for people to have that opportunity to come to the queue and, you know, have a great time. I mean, really, it's one city, one team. You know, we're San Diego State football. We're here. So, and we're not going anywhere. So we're excited to play in front of folks and for them to experience it.
Rocky, you've talked in the past about being a college team in an NFL city. Do you now kind of relish the fact that, and did you feel like you were somewhat underappreciated because you were an NFL city with what you had accomplished?
I didn't think we were underappreciated. I think that we were second in line, if that makes sense. For an example, I go to a certain bank that have five very nice ladies that they all are Charger fans, and they were asking me what they're going to do now. I said, well, that's simple. You come watch us play. And they said, well, we don't know how to do that. And I said, okay, the first game I'm bringing you five tickets. I'm going to tell you how to get there. I'm going to tell you where to park and what to do. And after you have a good time, which you will, you'll have a good time. After that, you got to buy our tickets. And they all agreed to that deal. So I think there's some educating going on. I think there's some people that are pro football fans that know very little about the college game or have experienced very little about the college game. Well, if they're football fans and they don't want to drive 5 hours to see a game, they ought to come check us out one time. And I think if you're really a football fan, you're going to have a good time. And you're going to see a pretty good quality of football. It's not NFL football. But you're going to see a pretty good quality of football, and you're going to see a lot more emotion. You're going to see a lot more kids playing with their hearts on their sleeves, and you're going to see some things you don't see in pro football that are just as much fun to watch, if you ask me, just as much fun. And the outcome of the game is more in doubt in a college football game than it is in some pro football games, too, which makes it more exciting at the end as long as it's close. But I think part of it's us educating and getting people just to come watch one time. And if we get people to come watch one time, I think our crowd, our base will get better and better and better.
Are you extending an olive branch to Raider fan?
I'll extend an olive branch to anybody that likes football. Even if they want to buy a ticket and root for the other team, that's okay with me as long as we beat them.
JD, can I ask you a stadium question as it relates to your experience in Pullman, Jim?
Sure.
I mean, money was tight, a smaller market, et cetera, and a real struggle when I was in the Pac-10. Did that help you gain great experience as to how to deal with this scenario going forward now? What did you take from the Pullman experience?
The one big thing with the Pullman experience, we did one major stadium renovation while I was there, and then right before I left was the major expansion with premium, new press box, all of that. The biggest thing was collaboration across campus, and you know, one of the pieces here will be community. Obviously, the stadium was sitting on campus, so you engage the community, but here it'll be much more with, you know, working with the mayor, working with the city council, and working with the entire community on what that looks like. But, you know, it is important to collaborate with, you know, Dr. Hirschman and everyone across campus to understand what's going to be, you know, best for not just San Diego State Athletics, but again, but San Diego State as a whole. Well, you'll definitely see a push coming up as we look to, you know, get out there that, you know, season tickets are available. GoAztecs.com. You can go there, and we'll have much more information pushed out over the next couple of weeks, and then, you know, different things as we get through the year. We've already seen, you know, a good push. We've already sold more new season tickets for next season than we did all of last year. So there's obviously an interest from people out there to come see San Diego State football. So you'll see us getting, you know, a good push here in the next couple weeks. And then, you know, we'll kind of, you know, develop as we move through the rest of the year.
Will there be a push to get more merchandise? Because it's hard to get around down here, like in the Bud store and supermarkets around the college area. But will there be more merchandise in, say, Poway or out in East County or other places like around San Diego?
We partner with the bookstore, and our goal is certainly get the SDSU brand out there as much as we possibly can. You know, kind of lean on the folks that run the bookstore and handle our online sales to, you know, get that out as much as we can, you know, and hopefully we'll have more opportunities to get SDSU apparel out there for folks. You know, as they, you know, get rid of their Charger apparel and, you know, hopefully adopt the San Diego State.
What was your season ticket count last year? And is there a magic number you say, hey, this could be top 10?
I'm going to look to Steve. What was our number last year?
I'm going
to
look back to you, JD.
No.
it was around 14,000 season tickets.
You know, I don't know that there's a magic number. Our goal is to get as many people as we possibly can into the stadium, and you know, even if it's this year, if it's, you know, people wanting to sample the product and, you know, they're buying a single game ticket and then maybe they come back a couple more times this year, but they get engaged and they see, you know the atmosphere, the fun that you can have at a college football game, and then they're buying a season ticket, you know, 2 years down the road. This isn't the next 2 months, let's see what we can do. We're in this for the long haul. You know, again, we're here. We're San Diego State. We're going to play football in San Diego for the foreseeable future. We're not going anywhere.
Any other questions?
One other question as it relates to the Mountain West Conference. Do you foresee any more changes in these conference affiliations? And do you think there's a potential for Mountain West to add more?
You know, I certainly don't have a crystal ball. I would say as various conference television rights come up over the next 5 to 10 years, there's the potential that you'll see movement. I don't know that there's any reason to speculate that the Mountain West Conference is going to add any teams at this point. I don't see that as a conversation currently. But what you can say 5 or 10 years from now, I don't know.
Would you like to see BYU part of this package again?
part of the Mountain West Conference. My biggest thing for the Mountain West Conference is I want a conference that is competitive as possible and is competitive at the national level. And that's incumbent upon the teams that are in our conference right now to, you know, go out, recruit the best they can, put on the best performance they can, and go out and win games and make the Mountain West Conference, you know, the most competitive conference that we can be. Let's win games.
I just had one more question. It's kind of an aesthetic question, but those flags around Qualcomm that had all the NFL teams around them, I kind of would like to see those replaced with something. So will you include other flags like the Mountain West schools or NCAA schools, or what will those be replaced with something?
I know at one point we had studied, some type of San Diego State branding at the top there. If we're going to brand in the stadium, we're going to brand San Diego State and, you know, conference logo type of thing. But we'll stick with San Diego State branding.
Okay.